This is Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Last year, retired Florida couple Chap and Bonnie Percival set out on an epic road trip. They drove the path of totality of the next solar eclipse. One of their stops was Charlotte, which is very near, but not quite in the path of totality. Listeners in Charlotte can expect to experience a solar eclipse around 2:41 p.m. today. Their goal was to educate as many people as possible about the eclipse and let them know how to best see it safely. A year later, Chap, a former science teacher, says the trip was well worth the miles they put on their camper.
The trip was excellent. I had a wonderful time. The whole trip from Florida and the loop out to the West Coast and back, 11,400 miles in 66 days.
What did you learn on this like epic road trip that you went on? What did you learn talking to people? Did anything surprise you?
Well, I learned three things. Now, I did this in the summer of 16. So at that point, I learned that there were basically three groups of people who knew about the eclipse at that point. Number one was astronomy enthusiasts, of course. Number two was governmental officials. They were, in some cases, just becoming aware of it, but most of them knew about it. And then the third group was people who take reservations at hotels and campgrounds, because they, in some cases, have been getting phone calls for a couple of years already.
What is so special about this eclipse in particular?
Well, it's not just this eclipse. There are a couple things. Eclipses in general, while they're not rare worldwide, they're rare in any given location. And this is the problem for the United States. It has been so long since there's been one in the 48 states that most people have never seen one. Instead, they have seen a partial solar eclipse. And when you talk about solar eclipses, that is what comes to their mind. And while that may have been a memorable experience, it wasn't truly awe-inspiring. So they have to rethink and relearn the fact that this event will be truly jaw-dropping, spectacular. If it's clear in their location, you will actually be able to look in the sky, see a small black hole in the sky surrounded by pearly plumes radiating in a pattern that's unique for every eclipse. Stars will come out, temperature will go down, birds will go to roost, and it's an immersive experience that is just unlike anything else you can ever experience. That's the long and the short of it. It's something that I think you should try and do.
We put a call out to our listeners to hear what your plans are for the eclipse and any fun memories you have of past eclipse viewing experiences. Here are just a few of them. The first one comes from Brown in Charlotte.
I'll be taking my brother Don kayaking on a small lake south of Waxhaw. And we'll lift a toast to our brother Wes, who passed almost 2 years ago from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Wes would have planned to be somewhere right in the middle of the eclipse path, most likely in a kayak, with as many family members and friends as he could muster to share the day with. I'm sure his view of this eclipse will far exceed what we will be able to see, but I know he will be with us in spirit.
Hello, this is Duncan from Shelby. In 2012, with my wife, we were in the Grand Canyon, and little known to us, it was a time for an eclipse. And so it was kind of surprising. We looked up and we realized the eclipse was happening. Everyone was gathering to the side of the Grand Canyon, and there was a small Japanese family just right next to us, about three of them. And we just together used their glasses and looked up and watched the shadow come over us. And it was so bright and so joyful and so happy, even though this darkness was coming over us.
Hi, my name is Kathy. I live in Charlotte. When I was about 7 or 8 in Akron, Ohio, growing up, we were told not to look at the sun and to make a pinhole top out of a Quick Oats box top and watch the sun being eclipsed on a little piece of paper, the shadow of it. And it was very disappointing. This year, I'm going to visit some friends in Charleston, South Carolina, in a big stadium where NASA will be streaming it live.